Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. I'm Chip Brim, filling in for Mom Billy Brim. And we have been talking about passion, inspiration, your personality, the personality you're supposed to have. Passion is needed in the church, in the body of Christ, to do what God has called us to do. We just can't rely on flesh. We can't rely on personality. It's going to hold us back from what we're to do. And so we talked about it. If you go back to our archives, you will go to Monday and Tuesday and find out what we've been talking about. I want to tell you a little story about how powerful inspiration is. It's not just enough. When I was coaching, it's not just enough to practice and know the game of baseball. You needed to inspire your team in order to do great feats, and inspiration is powerful, and the body of Christ needs it, and so do you. And we talked about yesterday how the body, one part of inspiration comes from the Scriptures. It is told in the Bible in Timothy. It is talked about how all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God. So that Scripture, if you'll get hungry enough and get serious enough and get in the Word, and that Word will change you. It'll inspire you to do great things. And but my very first coaching job, I was coaching a little team, that a high school team, and when you're a coach of a high school team, you're the bus driver, you're the trainer, you're everything, you know. And I had a little team, and when I say little, we were little, and I nicknamed them the Smurfs. You know, it was kind of like when you're driving the bus and you looked up in the mirror to look back at them. You know, there were moments where I thought I left them all because you couldn't see them, and until you hit a bump, and then their little heads would pop up, and you realize that you had them. That's how short they were. So we're driving to a high school baseball tournament, and I pull in there and let the Smurfs off, and I saw that all of the scouts were there from all the teams of the Major League Baseball, and I noticed that not just the scouts were there, but the cross-checkers were there. Now, a cross-checker in an organization, because I scouted for the Astros, the cross-checker is the guy who will bring the briefcase, and he's the final guy before the draft that will have the check to sign a guy, and it means millions of dollars. And it usually means when the cross-checker comes, the draft is about to come, which in that particular case, the draft was in 2 days. And so there was a guy there they were all after, the number one draft pick, as a matter of fact. So we're there, and I go over, and I'm talking to the guys who are playing before us, and I start talking to the scouts and the cross-checkers, and I'm asking them why they're there. And they said, well, this one pitcher's pitching today because the draft is in a couple of days, and how he does today, how hard he throws today is going to determine, and how well he throws, mainly how hard he throws, is going to determine how many millions he signs for. He's going to be a first-round draft pick. And to this day, this guy's never lost. I mean, up to that point, he never lost, and he'd had a great career. And to this day, he's in the professionals and an all-star and millions of dollars and a couple of World Series teams. Well, there we were that day, and he said, yeah, he's pitching today. And, oh, by the way, he's going to pitch against you guys. He told that to me. And I thought, my first thought was, but we're short. We're the Smurfs, you know. And I thought, well, okay. So this guy throws like, you know, in the mid-90s to upper 90s. And I didn't train my guys to hit 90-some-odd mile-an-hour fastballs because they didn't face that many times. So I'm walking back and, you know, and I'm thinking, oh, man, I've got to do something to inspire my team. There's no way. He's never lost. This guy's never lost. It would be an incredible feat. And so I was asking the Lord what to do, and I was just, Lord, if there's any, just can you give me anything? Is there anything we can approach this and do? And all of a sudden it hit me, and I had a plan to inspire them, because I knew that there was no inspiration with these guys, we couldn't beat them. And so I peeked around the bus to see if my Smurfs have already heard the news who they were going to face, and you could tell by the reactions they had already heard. They were kind of sad, down and out. So I knew that they had to see me in an inspired way. So I come around the bus and I'm clapping and woohoo. And I said, guys, we have the greatest opportunity in the history of our school. You guys are going to be talking about this to your kids, to your grandkids. This is going to be, what an opportunity. And they were looking at me like, are you on drugs? You've been drinking or something? What's wrong with Coach Brim? Well, I said, guys, do you understand? We're facing this person. All of the scouts are here. All of the cross-checkers are here. All they've got the radar guns to see how hard he throws. And he's going to face us. We're going to be the first win. His first loss. We're going to show all these people who we are. It's going to be the greatest win ever. You're going to be talking about it for years. And they're all still looking at me like they don't understand it. And I said, guys, listen, he's going to try to impress all of these scouts and all of these cross-checkers, and he's going to throw as hard as he can. They're going to light up those radar guns, and they're going to see how hard he can throw. And he's going to throw hard as he's ever thrown. Now, you guys all know what I've told you. When you throw too hard, you don't follow through right. A lot of times there's a tendency to leave the ball up. It'll be high. And so I got excited. I said, do you understand? The ball's going to be high. He's going to overthrow. He's not going to follow through, and he's going to leave the ball high. It's going to be high. And I kept saying high, and they didn't get it yet. And I said, guys, have you seen how tall we are? Look around at each other. We're short. He's going to leave the ball high. That means he's not going to throw strikes. We're going to make him throw strikes. I said, and that was the first time you could start to see them grinning and high-fiving because they were short. And I said, guys, listen, nobody swings the bat until you get two strikes, but you're not going to get two strikes. He's going to leave the ball high, and he's going to walk a whole bunch of us, and then his coach is going to come out, call a timeout, and say, get the ball down, take some velocity off of it. Then I'll let you swing away. We'll hit him, and you're going to have the greatest victory in the history of our school. We got so pumped up. You could see our players, my little Smurfs, were high-fiving, chest bumping. They couldn't wait to go out there and play. We go out there on the field, and we're warming up, and he's getting ready to go, and all the scouts were there from the major leagues, and everybody was there with their radar guns to see how fast he's going to throw and how many millions he's going to sign for. And he's playing against these little short Smurfs. But what he didn't realize is we were inspired Smurfs. Now, when you get inspired, great things can happen. So anyway, we get out there, and we couldn't wait to play. And so my shortstop is my leadoff batter, and he gets up there, and when I say shortstop, he was literally a shortstop. So he's the first one in. He smiles down at me. We knew the game plan. And when he gets into the batter's box, he even sinks down and it gets even shorter, which I thought was kind of funny. And so that pitcher winds up and he throws the ball. Well, pow! And I'm telling you, nobody saw it. It was so fast. But all we heard was the umpire go, ball one, high. And I was so glad he said high, because when he said high, it just went right along with our plan. And my whole dugout, it's filled with inspiration because we had a plan. High five, chest bump. We're like, woohoo! All because of ball one. Now, I don't know if you've ever been to a baseball game, but usually people shout and cheer when there's a double or a home run or something like that or a strike. We did it on ball one because we had a plan. So he's looking at our dugout confused why we're all so pumped on ball one. And one of my players yelled out, throw it harder. And he said, I will. And so he did, and he walked bases loaded, and two of us already in, so it was 2-0, bases loaded, no outs, and the coach calls a timeout, walks out there, says, get the ball down, take some velocity off of it. This is embarrassing, so he did, and all my players are like, that's what Coach Brim said, you know. So they believed it even more, and so we swung away. The next guy hits a double, clears the bases. Well, anyway, they had to pull him. And when they pulled him in the second inning, we were winning 15-0. That was his only loss up through high school, from when he was born to high school until he went into the pros. That was his only loss. And now I've got little Smurfs all around the country. When they watch him on TV today, tell their little Smurf children, yeah, we beat him like a drum. So, and they go, but Dad, you're short. But son, you got to have inspiration. And that's what Coach Brim brought. So what I'm trying to tell you guys is, what are you talking about? There's an inner Smurf in all of you listening to you right now. There is, I'm telling you, the Word of God. You've got to have inspiration to defeat any enemy in front of you. No matter what the mountain is, there's got to be inspiration. And one way is the Bible. All Scripture is given by the inspiration of God. God got inspired, found inspired writers, put it in Word, and now wherever your Bible is, it's filled with inspiration. You get hungry enough, get in there. It'll change you. But there's another way, and he's called the Holy Spirit. When you were born again, the Holy Spirit came inside of you. That's the other way inspired. You go into the Old Testament. You look anywhere where it says Holy Spirit came upon them. You'll see translations say they were inspired by the Holy Spirit. David, he was inspired by the Holy Spirit. Paul, he was inspired by the Holy Spirit. Peter, he was inspired by the Holy Spirit. you can do things that will, he can be grieved, but he can also be so filled in you that you're so filled that you're inspired. Now, here's something interesting that I found. Noah Webster, who wrote our first dictionary of our country, here's what he said in the definition of 1828 of the word inspired. Now, this is interesting. In 1828, if you didn't answer this right, little Johnny got an F. So he had to write this on the board. Little Johnny put inspired on the chalkboard. Well, if he did, he had to put the definition. Listen to this. One who is controlled by the Holy Spirit. Isn't that interesting? When you're controlled by the Holy Spirit, you're inspired. So there's two ways, people. Inspiration. How to get inspiration? By the Holy Spirit. Don't let him leak out. Don't let him or the gifts. Is that scriptural? Yes, it's in Hebrews chapter 2. Don't let him leak out. It says, therefore, we ought to give more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we let them slip. And the word slip, if you study, to leak out or to drip out as water from a faucet. Don't let yourself leak out of the inspiration. Some of you, there's no inspiration in you. There's no passion. I want to be that way. I want to be pumped up. I want to defeat the enemy. Well, listen, don't let these things leak out. Don't let the Holy Spirit. He can be grieved. He has a nature. That's who he is. Don't let the word leak out of you. Let the word get filled. Stay filled with and controlled by the Holy Spirit because you need this inspiration. Now, how important is this? Brother Hagin, after the 1987 camp meeting, had a three-hour visitation with Jesus. And one minister asked him, what did Jesus emphasize the most during the visitation for the church? And Brother Hagin said, without question, he said, tell the church to stay filled with the Holy Spirit. What was he telling them? To stay filled with inspiration, the Holy Spirit, so you can do great things, that you can defeat the enemy and do the things, and I can return because this is a glorious church, an inspired church. Thank God, this is important. So tomorrow we're going to talk about how to stay filled. It's very important. Don't miss out on it. We're so glad that you tuned in with us up till now. If you want to get caught up, go to billybrim.org and on the archives and get caught up. And or if you got any information or questions or anything, write us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you can call us at 417-336-4877. That's 417-336-4877. Or we have an 800 number, 972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. So glad that you joined us. I'm Chip Brim. You can also get a hold of us if you're interested in partnering with us. We'd be just thrilled about that. We're so thankful for our partners. We pray for them every day. And my ministry is called Champions for Christ. And if you have any questions or more information, just contact us. And just remember, this is Chip Brim saying, be strong in the Lord. Be courageous in the Lord because, you know what, you are well on your way to becoming who you already are. That's why the Lord said, let the weak say I am strong and the poor say I am rich. We'll see you tomorrow.